Okay, what, had, what's the plural of hook?
Hooves.
Did you ever play a game with horseshoes? Do you have any special name for
horseshoes?
Do you ever play any other game that involves the same
pitching horseshoes?
Growing process. What's a male sheep?
A male sheep would be called a male sheep may be called a sheep, I don't know.
Okay. What's a special name for a female sheep?
A ewe. Is that right?
Yep. And what do they have on their backs? What do you raise the sheep for?
What?
What about a male hog? What's a special name for?
A male hog? I would say it's, I'd say a hog. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
What'd they say?
It's a different kind of, like a male hog, a seeding hog. What do you call a male hog that's been altered?
You would call it, it's been castrated.
Okay.
Or neutered.
A little hog when it's first.
Have you ever eaten any of those?
No.
Any hog balls? Well, they're called, you've heard expressed mountain oysters.
No.
You never heard of mountain oysters?
I'm a city girl, David.
Well.
Have you?
Sure.
What does it taste like?
They taste pretty good. I mean, I've eaten from a hog and a bull. They're generally called mountain oysters or, actually, when you buy them, they're called calf fries or bull fries, depending on the age of the animal. Obviously, if they're a calf, a young animal, they would be called, this is from a bull, they'd be called calf fries. And from an older one, they would be called bull fries. And they have the consistency kind of a chicken liver. When they cook, you batter them and fry them just like you would chicken. And of course you have to, they're about an average testicle, I guess it's about twice the size of this cup. And you have to, you peel it.
Where did you
skin
eat
off of it? Originally down in Baker County, when I hatched some fish fries, but in fact every Christmas we have a party at May's, some of her regulars and I. That's generally been my go to South Asia and buy about 10 pounds of them. You have to peel this membrane off of them and then you can slice them up to approximately 16 bite-sized pieces off of them.
You mentioned that Christmas is a time, is sort of a special thing.
That's the sort of thing. Well, it's not anything that you can buy in the store. It's kind of a, say it's a delicacy. I think that's hypocrisy, but not everybody eats them. I don't enjoy them as much as I would, because you psychologically or not psychologically, but you in fact know what you're eating. It doesn't sound that appealing to you. But then, you know, there are people that eat brains. They say brains and eggs are good.
Doesn't appeal kidneys and eggs. Yeah. It doesn't appeal to me much either. Has my brother ever had any mountain oysters?
Sure.
I don't know that.
Sometimes they do have, sometimes they will have a consistency of oysters that taste like fried oysters. And they're good. We always tell people they don't know what they're eating. We tell them it's baby veal, and that sounds very appealing. You know, they like it. Yeah. And then you tell them what it is, and they might not like it.
That's right. I've had experiences like that.
Well, it's just like some cultures eat, you know,